Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we are observing Reformation, so this one might sting a bit. But the truth tends to do that. In a world that covers up truth and hides the truth of God's word and the severity of our sin, the truth stings, because God's law stings, and our world is in desperate need of hearing the truth. I'm going to be reading a list of Bible verses for you today that show why the church's stance is the way it is. Now, you've heard me preach on a lot of these things multiple times in the past, but never has it been more needed than it is today. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 reads, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." God's word is truth. In his word is the only hope. This is why we must turn away from our evil desires, away from the sleepiness that we have felt about these sins in our country for far too long. These words need to be repeated in every pulpit throughout our nation, that God's people would return to him, that they would follow not their own sinful desires, but rather his way for their lives. For almost 50 years, worship has been built in this country in all 50 states. 61 million babies. 61 million babies are gone. And we hold that God's word is not meant. We hold that one has a prerogative to choose more than what God's word says. Psalm 2, defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 139, you formed the inward parts, you covered mother's womb. I will pay for him faithfully and wonderfully made. Modest are your words, and that so very well. My first night in from when I made secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all written, the days fashioned for me when yet there none of them. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, as you not know what is the way of wind, or how the bones grow in whom herbs which are, so you not know the works of God whom is every. God told Jeremiah, the prophet, he said in chapter 1, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. It is God who forms each and every life in the mother's womb. Life began at conception. Life that he made to be ended only by him. All ending of life other than by him is murder. Think about these words that God gave to his Old Testament people. Think about the double narrative here that we have in our own country. Exodus chapter 21. If men fight and hurt a woman with child, so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished according to the woman's husband imposes on him, and he shall pay the judge's determine. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. Surely God believes that this is a life in the womb. And if that life is ended prematurely, he demands the life of the one who takes it. Proverbs chapter 6, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. How many false witnesses are out there? How many of them have convinced even Christians that it doesn't pertain to you? I've heard it time and time again. I, myself, I'm not for abortion, but I believe it's her choice. Would we say that about a child born? Would we say, well, I'm not for murder, but if she chooses to end that child's life, then so be it. Would we? Would we really say that? I don't think any of us would or even could. 5 years ago, there were a bunch of videos that were sent around about Planned Parenthood, about what they were doing with what was left, selling those things. You remember me talking about that 5 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been 5 years. But those things were not actually viewed. In fact, rather than going after Planned Parenthood, the one who made those videos was sued. The Attorney General in California stood with Planned Parenthood and instead condemned the man who exposed what they had been doing. We condemn murder in all aspects, from conception to natural death. We condemn euthanasia. We condemn that a life is to be taken before God takes it. We uphold not just babies, but we uphold them throughout their whole lives. We uphold our elderly. When they are abused, we care, because we defend life from every stage. We hold up adoption agencies. We hold up the fact that there are choices. Choices that don't need to take a child's life. Choices that defend life and still protect the mother. This is what we must do. And we need godly men who will lead us in this truth. We need men who will not turn from God's word, not say, oh, I might personally not believe this, but it's your choice. If murder is wrong, then we must all stand up against and speak truth about life that God gives. It's not just that country, but will we just see 1 million lives this year? In Mr. 1 need, for the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown to them, for since the creation of the world, his visible attributes are clean, being pierced by the thing are made in eternal power and dead, that they without excuse. Because though they knew God, they did not glorify him, God, for wrinkled, came futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Just this past week, the Pope, just in time for Reformation, gave some new material. It does not matter what that man says about marriage. It does not matter what that man condemns or condones. In fact, from his lips, I have heard him tell an atheist that they can go to heaven apart from faith in Jesus Christ. He is not our Pope. Jesus Christ is our source of authority. Sodomy, the long-held term. Do you know why it's called sodomy? Named after the city of Sodom, who God completely and utterly destroyed for their wicked, perverse nature. We read this from Jude: as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. We must hedge marriage, not just from this abomination, but from all other things that corrupt it, holding marriage on a pedestal because it was created by God for his people to live out their lives in joy, for the procreation of children. Jesus taught them in Mark 10, and the Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" testing him. And he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her." And Jesus answered and said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Marriage is to be ended only by God. And I don't know why he occasionally will cause death, even upon young people, but I do know that he has a plan greater than ours. For his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. While our sinful desires may burn for what we want, we are instead to submit ourselves to God's word and his will. There are two sexes. In the beginning, as Jesus said, God made them male and female. Children who might feel differently need to be reminded that they are beautiful and wonderful just the way God made them. If God made them male, then be happy that God made you male. If God made you female, then be happy that God made you female. Both of these are wonderful gifts and blessings. Neither of them should be shunned. Neither of them should be seen as a curse from God. We uphold good and we punish evil. We pray for those who put their lives on the line every single day to protect our communities. We do this, acknowledging that sometimes things happen. And sometimes, yes, there are bad men who fill that role, and they need to be punished. But overall, we stand with them. We pray for them. We speak to them. And we obey them. We respect them. We need men to stand up, and women, who will defend life, natural life, who will defend marriage as God made it, who will defend the fact that male and female, he created them, and that is a good thing. We say this, we defend the truth. Never more than ever has this need to be said. And we remember that as those are sins, all of us have sinned. All of us fall short of the glory of God. And yet we are here this day in repentance. We are here this day acknowledging our sin, crying out to God to save us from our sin. Acknowledging that because of the death of Jesus Christ, his blood has washed over all the sins talked about today and all of our sins, which are just as bad as those. Understanding from Romans chapter 5, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in the God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received that reconciliation." Dear church, we need to repent. We need to return to the Lord our God, even if it costs us friendships, even if it costs us standing within our community and in our society. Because at the end of this world, the world will not be our judge. God will be. We will stand before him. Let our tongues confess Jesus as Lord into all eternity. Let our tongues confess when we have wronged him, and let our tongues confess that he saves us. Let our tongues confess to the world out there that we do not hate, but rather we recognize the eternal life or death that this deals with. Let us recognize that God will use us in the lives of others to share this beautiful and wonderful message. And so the church sings, "The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Amen.